you have to.
What comes back goes, comes around, goes around, sort of thing, right?
That's right. They paid it for it. Your parents bought your Christmas gifts and you buy your kids' Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the volume different? Did you get a lot of presents then and now less
well,
so?
Well, as kids, yeah, we do. We got clothing, obviously. You got to get some clothes, you got to get some shoes. That is a must. You have to get it. Otherwise, I mean, I'm not going to church. And, you know, for us there, going to church is a must, right? You have to go. And so, like, if I don't get those stuff, now I'm not going to church. Now you can force me all you want. Now I'll be crying inside. I'm not going to church.
Because you don't look good.
Yeah.
Everybody else is looking good.
I got to get some new stuff to go to church and show it off. I'm going to I'm not going to pray. I'm going to show my new clothes to the other kids.
The true motivation of church.
You see? Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And it motivates all the kids to come together. I mean, we're praying, but we're showing the clothes off, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I think Easter's like that, too.
Yeah.
The other big Christian holiday. So, Dandata, do you remember any Christmas gifts that you got as a child? Anything special that you recall opening up?
Clothes. I think my grandma, my grandpa gave me a bow and arrow or something like that. I think he taught me how to make one of those.
Did you use it? Bow and arrow?
Oh, there's so many places you can use it at. It's paradise for a kid.
What did you shoot at?
A lot of things.
Dick, dick. Those little antelopes.
Talking about bow and arrow, let me tell you a story. I just remember this story, right? Like when I was a kid, I had this little thing that is made like a bow and an arrow, but it's a little sharp. So we went out in the bushes and we were hunting for like little rats.
Like a blow dart?
Yeah. Like, you know, but then it has the bow and, you know, with the arrow. And so we went out and we were like looking for this little rat so we can shoot him, you know, with that, you know, because we're practicing, right? So
yeah.
Now the rat ran around and I stepped on it. So when I stepped on it, and this sharpshooter over there in the other corner, he's shooting at the rat at the same time. So he got 2-for-1.
I think they were pretty easy to catch.
Oh,
if
my
you could
legs
just step
were
on them.
Like so big.
Oh, you got sharp
guy,
shot.
The guy shot me. Now I can't even react. Now I have a rat on my foot that is connected.
Stapled together for life.
Anyway, that's my little story. Anyway,
yeah. What else were you shooting at? Dandata.
I don't know if I could talk about him on the radio because it's what kids do, you know. Kids run around.
When you were a kid, do you remember were there lions and?
I never seen a lion in person. I never seen a lion, but that would be cool as hell. Cool,
yeah.
Very cool.
That would be really cool as long as you had a good distance and had a good bow and arrow if needed.
Right. Or glass right in front of you.
Yeah.
With bow and arrow, I see a lion, I'll drop it.
Really?
I'll drop the bow and arrow.
Oh, I thought you meant drop the lion.
Oh, no, I'll drop the bow and arrow and run.
Smart boy.
That thing is huge.
Run first, think later.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stick around to try to, with bow and arrow, maybe a gun. These days, yeah, I mean, for the gun, I can maybe try to do that because I know they will not approach me with that one, right? But with bow and arrow, if I miss or, like,
they
hit
laugh.
It a little bit,
uh-huh.
Oh, now I'll even piss it off more.
Right.
Now I won't get away. I don't think I'll even attempt that.
It all depends, though, yeah. Man. You know, there's a thing where a little bit of positive energy, that lion might just not attack you.
Right, you give it some love. Gives you some love back.
Give it some love. Give it a hug.
I never came across this kind of lion. I wish I did.
Oh, man.
Lion? Oh, man. It's like, there's another story. It's like two guys went out in the bushes, right, to try to get, like, I mean, this is not even Christmas show now. We are just talking about lions and all that stuff. Anyway, we got to get back to Christmas show.
That's okay.
Yeah, let's get back to Christmas.
Okay, well, Christmas. One question I have about Christmas, you know, you said you get shoes a lot. That's important because,
yes,
of course,
yes.
Feet grow over the course of the year, and there's your new shoes.
That's very
but
important.
Do your gifts come wrapped? We do a lot of wrapping paper here. What do you think?
It's hard to wrap.
We pick our clothing.
I don't know. Me, like, in America, I got clothing and stuff, but back home, it was like, yeah, we got clothes, and you know, going to church was like going to a party. Going to church was a party. It was a riot. It was music. Yeah, people, just so much energy. It's beautiful. Church in Africa is way different than church in America.
Is it in a building or outside?
In a building, outside, wherever people can come together and just, yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah. So, talking about Suze, one time, I mean, like you were telling me that if we get it wrapped and stuff like that, no, we actually pick it out as kids, because you have to make sure it fits. Mm-hmm. At one time, I was actually given these shoes that it didn't fit, but the shoes look really good, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, I have to wear it. I put it on. You should see me walking.
Yeah, Cinderella.
I was learning to walk, right? I was like trying to tiptoe, and I was like, wait, maybe I should get closer. When I get closer, then I'll put it back on, right? Yeah, because I want to show it. So I took it off, and then I ran around. And then when I get to the church, and then as soon as I was going in, and then I put it back on, took the pain a little bit, I ran back outside. That's it. Let the shoe go.
You know, one day, for a gift, I got my mom got us flip flops. You know, flip flops was in fashion, man. You know, so flip flops. So I'm rocking that flip flops. The first day I got it, and I've been waiting for new flip flops. I never had flip flops, bro. Mm-hmm. I never had flip flops. So, but I've been waiting for this. Finally, I get it, and I'm rocking the flip flops. I go to use the bathroom. You know, the bathroom is one big hole. Mm-hmm. In a little, yeah, man. It's like a dungeon. I go in there. The one flip-flop fell right in there. There's no way you can get that, man.
You let that flip-flop go.
Now you came out with one shoe, with one flip-flop.
Now you just had a flop.
Man. Oh, man. That was the saddest day. I still remember that.
Flop.
That was the saddest day.
That's how he was walking. Tip. Flop.
And I think that was the last time I had flip-flops, man. It was crazy, man.
I want to get you a pair of flip-flops.
Because we were walking barefoot when we was walking barefoot.
I mean, that's what we did. I mean, barefoot.
Sure. And yeah. Flip-flops were special.
Of course. Yeah, of course. So when I got it, and then that, it fit, oh, man.
Here, for sure, people use it for showers, you know, imagine.
Yeah, right.
When I came here, people using it for showers. I'm like, geez, man, I got to wear shoes.
Oh, man.
See, if you guys are just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak, and I'm Kate Manahan, and in the studio today on the 24th of December with me are James Swaka and African Dandata. James is many things, including a comedian, and African Dandata is many things, including a rapper and a musician. I wonder if you two might want to say a little something about your performing arts so people can get to know you.
With me, it's very simple. I do a lot of shows out here. I got a show tonight.
Where is it?
Little Mogadishu, up by Far South.
Mogadishu?
Yes.
Little Mogadishu. It's the new Somali restaurant.
Yes.
All right. So you're doing a rap concert there?
Reggae. I'm doing. You know. I do all type of music. So.
That's where the party is, the one you were looking for before. Now you're making your own parties.
Oh, it's going to be a crazy party.
Wonderful.
And I literally got a show almost every week. It's crazy. Almost every it's crazy,
You're getting famous. And I'm going to say African Dandata, he got to start here at WMPG.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
How about you, James? Are you having any comedian presentations anytime soon?
Well, mostly like sometimes whenever African Dandata perform somewhere, I go and perform with him, and I mean, you'll see when you see him, you'll see my presence. Yeah. So anyway, I do comedy, and mine is really storytelling. I tell simple things, like for example, let me tell you one quick story. Like I started by saying, okay. A man who marries a beautiful woman, and a farmer who like a plant who's his corn on the side of the road, both has the same problems.
What are those?
you can fill it in. Like, I mean, imagine a farmer planting his corn on the side of the road where public can always walk by. That is a big road, by the way. And then here you are, a man who marries a beautiful woman. Everybody admires this woman.
Yeah. You juxtapose two different things together and find the humor in there.
Exactly.
Love it.
So there, and then you can see where the humor is. And that's where my storylines comes from.
Oh, good. So if people want to hear your humor and hear African Dandara's music, tonight's the night. Little Mogadishu. What time?
I think it starts at, what time is it?
Starts at 7. And now, shout out to all my Chile people, shout out to all my South Sudanese people, shout out to Portland, Maine, shout out to the people, the city. We do it for the people. It's been like that since we started. And yeah, man.
They needed a party.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
So here's a quick story. I was talking with my friend earlier. He said that I'll not be able to say it on the radio, but I'm just saying, it's not really a bad thing to say because I was joking with him. It's like how difficult it is for us to live in Maine. It's like living in Africa is so warm, we barely wear some clothing, right? So now when you come to Maine, and now here you are bundled up with a bunch of clothing, sometimes you have to tuck in and stuff like that. Now you're a man, and if you got to go to the bathroom and try to use the bathroom, you just a struggle. It's like a struggle. See, so
imagine being a woman.
So that is the part that I'm finding is difficult.
Yeah, right. And anyway. So that brings me to another question too. Your Christmases when everybody poured out of their houses and had big parties in the street were warm and lovely. They were big fun dances outside. Here it's quite cold. Bare feet are out of the question. What was it like for you readjusting your idea of Christmas to cold and snow?
Well, we really celebrate anything we call Christmas, New Year, whatever it is, we try to celebrate. And like remember, if you watch on the TV one time, there was when Obama was elected, you saw even on the TV like how Africans were like partying in the street. For anything, right?
Here's a good excuse.
Yeah, here's a good excuse. We can party. That's a good show. We can party that one. So now, remember when one of the journalists went and asked one of the Africans, like, why are you guys partying so much? Asking the Kenyan, right? He's like, why are you guys partying so much? Like, well, Obama is now elected. Now we're going to get all our road fixed. Road fixed in Africa?
Oh, they were so hopeful.
I mean, we are just hopeful for anything. Africans, believe me. I mean, like, we just party and we're just thinking that anything is going to be positive. That's all it is.
There are worse things to do. Beats the heck out of the alternative of thinking everything's awful. So, back around to your celebration styles. How about foods? What kinds of foods would you eat while you're having these big parties in the center of town?
We eat a lot of things, but mostly the most special things there. Where I come from, it's chicken. Mostly chicken. That's a special thing for us there, by the way. When I came here, I was hearing I was listening to some comedians. They see it as a black people thing, but it's really not. Chicken is delicious. And then over there, we have to chase it, you have to chase it. So, when there's a visitor, that is when you chase the chicken and get it done. And
did
then
you just Christmas, step on them like you did the rats?
No, you chase it. you send the children to catch the chicken.
That's so kind of part of the fun.
Yeah. And so now, even Christmas, it's a special thing. So, it's just like you just want to grow up and go to somebody's house and be a visitor and eat chicken. let Christmas, let Christmas come by. And you can eat chicken.
Wonderful.
So, and then if there's like a huge crowd and then they eat like a cow, like a big cow, and then that is when
Would they turn it over a spit, over a open fire?
That would be for goats.
The goats?
And sheep, they would do that.
Mm-hmm. Today, a lot of people went hunting yesterday.
Yeah, for the venison?
Uh-huh. Back in Africa.
Oh.
So a lot of people went hunting yesterday. So to get ready for today or whatever special day that is, that's, they got.
So they weren't hunting chickens. What were they hunting for?
Oh, man. Anything that looks good
meat
to eat.
In the bushes.
Anything that looks good
I'm so curious
eat.
What that meat is out in the bushes.
Anything that looks good. As long as it's not a cat or
what do you call those things that
I don't think people
looks
eat
like
cats
pigs, but they're
there.
Out in the bushes.
Oh, like javelina or like wild boar.
Yeah, like those wild ones. You know,
oh,
ones.
Man.
you gotta go and chase after those. And anyway, we're almost out of time here. So,
well, you guys, as we close up, I just wanted to say, is there... how about tell me a couple people that you bought a present for this year? Do you have anybody that you bought a present for?
Well, I have children, so obviously I have to buy presents for them.
What are their names?
My daughter is Adriana, and my son is Samuel, and Jaden. Jaden is the one I live with right now here in Biddeford, and mother, Julianne. And you are part?
My nephews and nieces.
Okay,
yeah, you trying to get me with that you got children thing, huh?
No. I just wanted to say, here's a chance.
Right here, this guy right here, he got kids.
Here's a chance.
I got nephews and nieces. All right.
This is your chance to send out a little Christmas wish to your loved ones.
Merry Christmas to the city. Merry Christmas to the world. Shout out to Kate.
You're sweet.
Shout out to James.
I hope you guys have a wonderful party starting tonight at Little Mogadishu at...
Thank you.
Right on Forest Avenue.
But our type of party, they will shut it down here in this city.
we have
to follow the Americans, you know.
We have to temper your party.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. No more rolling goats on the fire.
So we're going out with a song that African Dandata picked out for us. You got to tell us why you picked this song, and then we're out of here.
I just wanted a song that's kind of like comedy and makes you feel good.
Okay, you're not going to believe what he picked.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa,